A week ago, Mahdi Vaunt and her cam operator, Till Crane, had just finished a segment on Tatooine. It was there that she had received her first letter, which had revealed the existence of a group called the Freedom Flight. They were a very loosely connected group, the letter told her, who had as their chief concern the extermination of slavery throughout the galaxy. They had been observing her reporting for some time now, and would continue to do so if they believed she could help them. A second letter had come just hours ago. We suspected your path would lead you here, to Vinsoth, where slavery has been coated with sweetness and made to appear palatable, the letter had said. We are watching you and are considering giving you an exclusive insight into our group. However, be warned. Any public mention of the flight prior to such contact would result in termination of any possible leads. Enjoy your stay and observe how different and yet how similar slavery is on different worlds. Mahdi had seen slavery at a distance on Tatooine. Now she was forced to truly look the institution, as personified by this single being, in the face. She regarded Shota uncomfortably. He stood quietly, as if he was used to doing so, and simply waited. Mahdi said. It's all right. You don't need to serve me.
Oh, but I do, he insisted. You won me in the competition. I am considered as good as credits in this establishment. You may confirm this with Brukal.
He turned and indicated the proprietor, who was busy pouring drinks. Even over the din of the place, Brukal was apparently accustomed to hearing his name. He glanced up, fixed Mahdi with his small dark eyes, and nodded to her.
He's yours!
Brukal grunted, then returned to tending his bar. Mahdi's stomach flip-flopped.
As good as credits in this establishment, she repeated. She shook her head. Not with me, you're not.
Miss?
Shota paused and waited politely.
Vaunt. Mahdi Vaunt, she said.
Miss Mahdi Vaunt, I belong to you. If I return to my former master, I will be severely punished, and he will be penalized by Brukal for failing to honor his bet. I would ask you please to accept me as your winnings. If I disappoint you in any fashion, I assure you I am a quick learner, and I will not do so twice. I come from very fine stock.
Stock?
Mahdi and her cam operator exchanged glances.
Oh, you wish a pedigree? I'm sure once Master Gubok has recovered from the contest, he would be happy to provide you with proper documentation.
Crane seemed to have recovered, at least somewhat. He glanced at his chronometer.
Well, we're supposed to do the segment in 15 minutes, but we can wait.
Mahdi shook her head. Her mop of white hair became even more tousled with the gesture.
No, she said. No need to wait.
But, this being here...
Shota?
Yes, mistress?
Your first job as my slave,
and she stumbled over the word,
will be to appear on cam with me for a Holovid newscast.
I'm afraid I've never performed,
he said, shifting his feet and looking nervously.
I'm more of a personal attendant rather than a theatrical performer, although many of my people are known for their thespian skills.
You'll come on the newscast with me, Mahdi repeated, and you'll just answer whatever questions I ask you. It won't be difficult.
He bowed deeply, elegantly.
As my mistress commands, I will obey.
I wish all the subjects I interviewed were as cooperative.
Maudie quipped automatically, then sobered.
No. No, I don't.
11 minutes,
said the cam operator. Maudie waved at Shota. Come on, follow me.